Weekend Wake Up. It's time for Talking Property.
Good on you, Philippa. Thank you. Philippa back at 10 o'clock with another bulletin of 882 6PR News. Rob Druitt, we are surrounded
Harvey,
by people.
Harvey Deegan, we are a cast of thousands in here this
Just lift your microphone up nice without squeaking it. No. Well,
squeak.
Good try. How are you, mate?
I'm fabulous. Had a great week.
Good.
Yes.
Good. Yeah, things seem to be sort of buzzing along a bit better, don't they?
Look, I've noticed, and talking to other RERA agents, we've seen a little bit of a pickup in the last week or so, which is not surprising given that the market has been a little bit, I'd say, overly quiet leading up to Christmas. And I think people have realised, wait a minute, we're going to get a sale and get on with things in our lives. Christmas is just around the corner. Let's get a move on. So a little bit of a pickup in activity. So
absolutely. Well, we are delighted, of course, to have as our sponsors and who are making available $100 for one of our listeners today, summitnewhomes.com.au. And we thank them very much for their involvement in the show. There's a couple of likely lads from Summit who are in today. They thought, oh, we're just
going to... Hello, hello,
hello. We're just going to come in, have a look and see how this state-of-the-art equipment actually
works. It's a bit of a worry, actually. They may not come back. No, I'm sure they will. I'm sure they will.
And I said, no, you can't come in, boys. If I'm going to have to buy you coffee, you're going to have to talk. So we have, first of all, Simon Hill. How are you, Simon?
Yeah, good morning.
Get right up to the end of the microphone, mate. Yeah?
Yeah, good morning.
And my old mate from Satterley days going back a few years, Tony Harvey. How are you, Tony?
Yeah, good, thanks, Harvey.
Get it, also getting nice and close to the microphone there. Now, Simon, you're building manager, New Homes Division, is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
Good.
I'm Harvey, yep.
Good on you. Okay, and we'll talk about your role in that as the morning progresses. Tony, you're general manager, New Homes, Northwest, and Backbone Steel.
That's right.
That sounds sort of James Bondish, isn't it? What's Backbone Steel?
Oh, Backbone Steel, we basically supports all of our building brands with steel, like roof frames and wall panels and so on.
Mm.
So, we've got a whole dedicated factory there, 6,000 square metres.
Good.
That just supports the new Summit home brands.
Good. Well, I hope you boys don't mind being thrown in the deep end. If there's any questions about new homes and that, I'm sure both of you can answer that. Rob will be here to answer general questions. If you've got any questions about your financing of your new or...
Here's the opportunity.
Here's the opportunity because Marco Maloney joins us. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good morning. Great to be here.
Now, Marco, you're, of course, Choice Home Loans, but also you're on the executor of the MFAA, which is another impressive-sounding title. What's that all mean?
Yes, that's the Mortgage and Finance Association of Australia, Harvey, and that's our association. So we pretty much look after our broker network throughout Australia, and it's just really development, keeping them, you know, abreast of what's happening in the market and what's happening with finance.
Certainly, that's the peak body, isn't it, throughout Australia?
The peak body, yes.
Yeah, and it's interesting with finance broking. The development of it was very strong. Came out of Western Australia very strongly early, didn't it?
Yeah, the early days or the history of it was in WA, and it was back in 1989, 1990, and it was the first time brokers ever got paid by a lender for their work. So in the past, brokers would always charge a fee, whereas the third-party arrangement, the broking arrangement we've got now, we actually get paid by the lender, so there's no cost to the client at all.
What percentage would you say when people get in their finance to buy a property, would they go through a finance broker and through a bank directly?
Yeah, Rob, it's, we've had incredible numbers. So from 1990 now to 15, we've gone from virtually zero to 55%. So 55% people in Australia are buying homes through or financing through brokers.
And I guess the advantage through a broker is, one, the bank's paying the broker direct, and two, there's a broader scope of potential loans.
Yeah, absolutely, Rob. I mean, the whole thing, we've got the whole menu. Most brokers, you know, throughout Australia might have 30 to 40 lenders on their panel.
Hmm.
And, you know, a lot of people think it's just the cheapest rate, but there's a whole lot of things that you look into before you provide finance to someone. So if they get hold of an MFAA broker, I'm sure they'll get very well looked after.
Well, the banks vary a lot. Banks and building societies vary a lot, don't they, with how they package up their loans, and it really depends on your personal circumstances.
It certainly does, and that's where you can utilise a broker as well. You know, many times you may not qualify with your own lender or your own bank, and you come to a broker, and because they've got the whole menu, we normally get the loans through for them, and we've got a very happy client at the end of the day.
Well, we need that finance to get that deal through.
we certainly do. Boys from Summit, Tony and Simon, how do you see the market at the moment? It's obviously a little on the, as Rob would say, soft side. How, from New Homes' point of view, do you see it?
Well, Harvey, you know, from our point of view, and purely from a construction point of view, we're going through. We seem to be swimming against the tide, and I think that's a testament to the way we conduct ourselves on site, and also, you know, one of our main company values is the fact that we're built around people, and that means for us, we're built not only around our customers, our staff, our suppliers. So for us, that puts us in really good stead. We've got a lot of repeat business and a lot of repeat customers. So regardless of the market fluctuations, we seem to, in times when, you know, when you sort of see things slowing down before Christmas or whatever, that repeat business really holds us in good stead. What do you think, Tony?
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But the, definitely the amount of traffic going through display centres where people are considering building a house, now that might, they might be like 3-4 months out from actually building. We find those numbers have dwindled quite a lot, especially through November, later parts of November, and certainly at the moment in December. It looks like Christmas has come early in that regard.
Same with the residential established market, Tony, exactly the same. And would you be budgeting, because we had a very high bill, didn't we, in 13 and 14, you'd be budgeting for a little bit less in 16?
We've really attacked the innovation side of construction as well. So we've got a lot of new stuff coming up.
You've got some new products, haven't you, which products, are innovative in the marketplace.
Yeah, different ways of doing things, you know, more effective ways,
affordable?
More affordable. So we're looking forward to probably the same amount of homes being built next year, but that would be because we're moving with the times and doing a lot of research and making sure that we're getting what the customers want.
The mindset of buyers of new homes in WA over, and for that matter, established homes over a long period of time has been the traditional 4x2 and a quarter acre block. Are you still finding a bit of that mentality in the marketplace, or are people understanding now that you can, with modern designs, get onto a, 250, 300 square metre block and still have quite a spacious home if it's designed correctly?
Yeah, Harvey, I think what Tony was saying before was correct. You know, we're using a lot of innovation which can bring value to people on a lot smaller blocks. And we started attacking that about 18 months ago, you know, as Tony mentioned, with Backbone Steel. We do a lot of innovation with Backbone Steel through BlueScope. We partnered with BlueScope and Endura Frame, and that brings a lot of design features to our customers on smaller blocks, on larger blocks, smaller blocks. But, you know, from our point of view, it's all about giving value to our customers. And from a pure building perspective, you know, I'm really proud when I go to site and see some of the things that we're achieving on site, and that that gives us a really good foothold in the market.
What's your average build time at the moment?
We've got a standard building program that we work to, which is 22 weeks or 110 days, which is working days. And we, you know, through some of our brands, we offer... That's for a single-storey residential home, straightforward, no floor coverings.
Yep.
And we achieve that, you know, it's all about process from a pure building point of view. And I could talk... I'm not sure how long we've got here, Harvey, but I could talk
until next Saturday morning. But you do a lot of regional stuff too, don't you? Regional building throughout Western Australia?
Yeah, we do. We've got Dave Hunt heads up our Southwest division, so they build throughout the Southwest, and we've also got Summit Northwest.
And that's where the steel construction would be particularly handy.
Absolutely, and that's where we sort of cut our teeth in the Northwest. We've got, you know, as I say, our Endura Frame product, and we cut our teeth in that in the Northwest, and we've had a lot of experience up there. So what we're doing is bringing that back into the West Australian residential marketplace. People's tastes are changing, and we're noticing, you know, from a pure sales perspective, people are becoming more accepting as they move from overseas and they move from over east. They can see this building process or building techniques evolving, and you know, we've had a really you know, we've been really stuck on in Western Australia. We've been quite interested on the brick and tile, double brick and tile, which is good, but it's also limiting to what people can have. And Tony and I were out with our design manager yesterday, and we're looking at some of our new products that. Can I talk about that, Tony? Some of the new products that are coming to the market early
next
year.
You heard it first on 6BR.
Yeah, they're coming to the market early next year, and we're hoping that this is really going to set the benchmark from our point of view, set the benchmark for other builders to try and follow.
Now, Simon, I'm going to teach you the panel, because you're going so well that we'll be able to take a few Saturdays off, going brilliantly. Now, Marco, back to you, and... I think a lot of people don't quite still understand that if you engage a mortgage broker, it actually doesn't cost the client anything. You derive your commissions from the financial institution with whom you do the deal. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's probably one of the only sales-type roles that I know of where you get paid by the provider, not by the client. And it's a really great service. Not only that, we find a lot of times with people coming to us, you know, they may want to deal with a particular bank, and we normally get a better rate than if they went direct. Just bearing in mind, when you go to the bank manager direct, you are at their mercy, and depending how experienced they are and what they're offering you, you may not always get what suits you best, and that's rate and product. Whereas, you know, with a broker, because they're working for the client, it makes all the difference. So we can normally save a client quite a bit of money, you know, over 30 years, depending on the product and the rate, etc.
Damien's got a question here that I must admit, not being in that side of the industry, I don't quite understand. Are there any mortgage brokers who will refund ongoing trailing commissions, whatever they are, for an upfront fee? Damien.
Good question.
Well, listen, got him on the spot here.
There possibly are, but I don't think so. I mean, it's...
What's a trailing commission?
A trailing commission is an ongoing fee for servicing of that loan. So we've normally got clients for life, and we do things like annual reviews, you know, quarterly reviews even, and we also do a lot of updates, you know, with investment products, etc. So
Banks pay that as a percentage of the loan,
as well.
Don't they?
It's normally around.
So it's nothing to do with the client.
It costs the client nothing. No, the client wouldn't even know it was we were getting paid that, or if they do, it doesn't affect them at all.
No.
But the old days of the loyal bank manager who's been there for 20 years and you know you'll get the best service are gone, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, listen, I mean, I'm an ex-bank manager myself, so I spent half my working life in the bank, and that's gone now. Most banks don't have a branch manager as such, or if they do, they can't make a call there and then.
So you're dealing with different people all the time.
You are.
So at least if you get your finance broker, you can a good finance broker look after you long term.
All right, 9221882. Now, I don't know whether Simon or Tony's brought the $100 cash along with him today, either one. Doesn't matter. Simon's reaching for his wallet. In fact, the only injury he's ever suffered was when he fell off his wallet. There, he's got it.
One. There it is.
He's got one of those green coloured ones.
Pulled out a gorilla.
Beautiful. So thank you very much for that, Simon. And of course, to qualify, you have to call us and ask us a question. You can send a text to 19999677 or pop an email to harvey@6br.com.au, but we prefer the personal contact, and you do go in the draw for $100 cash from Summit Homes. Visit summitnewhomes.com.au.
Talking property for summithomesgroup.com.au. Are you ready for bushfires this summer? Preparing for and responding to bushfires is a joint effort between the government and community. You can play your part by making sure your home is prepared for bushfires. Clear vegetation and rubbish from around your home and keep your gutters free of leaves. A well-prepared house has a better chance of surviving a bushfire. For more information about preparing for bushfires, download a copy of the Prepare, Act, Survive booklet from areyouready.wa.gov.au. The Department of Fire and Emergency Services and 6PR, helping you get ready for the bushfire season.
Have a property to rent? Need your investment property managed? DeFratis and Ryan continue to save their growing number of wonderful clients a load of money with their flat 10% of the rent fee. No more letting fees. No more inspection fees, just first-class property management for 10% of the rent. And now they're servicing from Clarkson to Mandurah. To make the switch, call Miguel De Freitas or Rod Ryan on 94996000. That's 94996000. DeFreitasRyan.com.au.
Modern home improvers, design, extend, or renovate.
Want to see how your extension will look before you build? At Modern Home Improvers, we'll walk you through your design using the latest 3D technology so you can see the possibilities, not just imagine them. Contact the award-winning family business in single and second story additions. ModernHomeImprovers.com.au, one of Perth's leading extension specialists for over 34 years. BRN 12589.
Modern Home Improvers, yeah.
It's Lewis RV's final clearance on all remaining 2015 plate stock. Off-road and family vans from Crusader, gone. Luxurious elite caravans, out the door. All 2015 caravans must go to make room for the new 2016 renovations. With the Christmas season upon us, there's no better time to begin your own adventure with the team at Lewis RV. Lewis RV, the joy is in the journey. 50 James Street, Guildford, MD24094.
2 days only. This weekend at Harvey Norman, get a massive 60 months interest free. Make Christmas magic with great gifts from Harvey Norman. Cracker deal store-wide, plus 60 months interest free this weekend. Zero interest, no deposit with monthly payments until December 2020. Minimum financed amount $1,500. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Make Christmas magic with great gifts and 60 months interest free store-wide this weekend only at Harvey Norman.
Right now at Masters, you can get a huge 3-metre by 3-metre steel frame gazebo for just $79. That is right, $79. Ideal for the festive season, it offers plenty of shade for summer, and its simple push-up function makes it easy to erect. Plus, the weather-resistant polyester is water-resistant and sunproof, and it comes in a carry bag with wheels for easy transport. Hurry, the huge 3-metre by 3-metre steel frame gazebo will not last long at only $79. There are Masters stores right throughout Perth, including Baldivis, Bayswater, Brighton, Bibra Lake, Ellenbrook, Forestdale, Joondalup, Mandurah and Lansdale.
Have you owned property for a while but are curious or unaware of land restrictions against your property? A Landgate Property Interest Report can help. You'll discover rights and restrictions that are not listed on your property title, like aircraft noise, plans for road widening, proximity to noise and odours from intensive agriculture, and many more. It's in your best interest to be aware of interests against your property. Google Landgate for details, or ask your real estate agent. Authorised by the State Government, Perth.
Do you live in the Rockingham region and need a pharmacy after hours? The national award-winning Palm Springs Pharmacy Warnborough is open every day from 7 a.m. till midnight.
What a fantastic catch!
A 6PR cricket update for Harvey Norman. Our brand new soundbar displays make it easier than ever before to find the right solution.
And Michael Stamp is in the studio to bring us up to date on the latest between Australia and the West Indies.
Harvey, it's lunch now and the West Indies are 5 for 35.
Travelling beautifully.
Absolutely terrible. They're trailing by 325 runs after being bowled out for 223 in their first inning, so Steve Smith enforced the follow-on. So they remain 325 runs behind. James Pattinson's the star of the second innings. He's currently got 4 for 19 or 5 overs, and Mitch Marsh has the other wicket. He's 1 for 1, and he claimed the latest.
First ball for Mitchell Marsh, and he's got a wicket, and Ramden's out. Caught by Warner in the gully, and the West Indies 5 for 30, and the end is nigh.
You think so? I reckon it's the weather. It's about 9 or 10 degrees in Hobart.
Oh, it looks freezing.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of shots there.
Doesn't get down to that in the West Indies a lot.
Is that their excuse?
Yeah, I'm trying to make excuses for them.
I don't think there's many excuses. There was a shot of Sir Kirtley Ambrose about 10 minutes ago, and he just looks so dejected and sad. It's just West Indies cricket. It's come to this.
They give them a few knighthoods out there, don't they? Sir Richie Richardson, and started with Sir Frank Worrell and a few others since then.
Yeah, I don't think there's any sirs coming out of this game. So just run through in the order. Craig Braithwaite is on 21. Jason Holder, the captain, on 1. The batsman out, Darren Bravo, who made the century this morning. He went for 4. Samuels for 3. Blackwood for a duck. That's 2 ducks this match. And Ramden for 4. So James Pattinson with 4 wickets. Marsh at the other.
Good on you. Thanks very much, Michael. And if they're still batting in 25 minutes, you'll be back with an update.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
Yes, indeed, and we do have a cast of thousands in here. Of course, Rob Druitt is in here mostly each and every week, of course. And we've got Simon Hill and Tony Harvey from Summit Homes with us today to answer your new home questions. As proof of the pudding, you're probably captured on camera too, Simon, pulling out that $100 note that will go to someone. But you do have very quiet on the phones.
Yes.
Everyone's enthralled with what they're hearing from the boys.
Yeah, need to call in.
And Marco Maloney is here to sort out any of your finance brokering questions. Where are some of your major display homes? People zoom around on the weekend, of course, and Tony and like to look at new homes, even if it's just even if it is just looking around just to get ideas for their own home.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of new display homes opening up. You've got the Northern Corridor, so that's up near Alkimos area in the north of Perth, and then you've got Ellenbrook and all those areas in the northeast, and then Baldivis and Wellard. So there's lots of new display centres opening up in that area. But you're right, though. If you get into an area looking at doing renovating or anything like that, looking at new display homes is a great way to start.
And are your display homes, by and large, close to land developers' offices as well? Because quite often, and I know, as we say, going back to Satterley days, you could either go to the Satterley office or you could go to a builder's office, and they both kind of interacted as a one-stop shop. Is that still on?
Yeah, that's very much a part of it. It's a partnership. So we'll always be looking for areas that have got lots of affordable land in, and also we're partnering up with the developers quite a lot. These days, Marco might be able to shed some light on this for us, but banks like or don't like necessarily to see blocks of land being purchased without houses on them. So builders and developers will do a lot of work with packaging with the clients, so they can go to the bank with a house and land package.
That's true.
I mean, as a lender or as a bank, they prefer to have something on the land. And the great thing there, you know, for first home buyers more so, there's still the first home grant incentives with the $10,000 and the stamp duty rebates. Not only that, as the boys from Summit will attest to, you know, it's creating a lot of work. You know, building's really the backbone of the WA now, more so that the mining's slowed down. So the more people that can build a quality product, the better, I think, and they got their own home on a lot of land.
Even Rob doesn't mind because he gets those new homes eventually.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need new homes to be built. They're future stock. Absolutely. Critical for the market.
Phones are going crazy. That's good news. Steve of Kingsley. G'day, Steve.
No, good morning, guys. This is a question to the mortgage brokers. When people buy houses, most of the time they anticipate that the price of the house will go up in due course. Why do banks charge so much in regards to mortgage insurance?
Okay, well, the reason that mortgage insurance first came about is because people didn't have enough deposit to buy a property. So what tended to happen is if you didn't have the 20% deposit, you weren't entitled to get a home loan. So what the mortgage insurers, they'll cover you or cover the bank if you're purchasing, say, at 95% of the value. What it means that it's only an insurance to protect the lender or the bank. So what it means, if you would buy a property at $500,000 today and you borrowed 95%, then that mortgage insurance gets added onto the loan. So it's not a cost that you have to bear with cash, it gets added onto the loan. So you could, in essence, be borrowing 98%. Now, if that loan was to go bad or it wasn't to be repaid and the bank was to foreclose, to sell the property, and there was a loss situation, it covers the bank for the shortfall. Now, it's a tiered, so at 81% it's relatively cheap, but at 95% it can cost you 3% of the loan amount. So it is expensive, but it's a bit like any insurance. You know, the greater the risk, the more expensive the premium. So the great thing, mind you, there, it gets you into that home that you possibly couldn't have afforded. And if it does go up 10%, you've paid 3%, you're actually 7% in front after the first year. So it enables you to get into a property and hopefully you recoup the mortgage insurance premium pretty quickly with property prices going up.
Okay, Steve.
But over a period of time, how much does that cost the lender in regards to paying that interest back? It's, over a 30-year period of time, that would amount to a substantial amount of money, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, the mortgage insurance is compounded over 30 years. But listen, the secret with any loan there, Steve, is just to pay more often. And there's a lot of little things you can do to pay off that 30-year loan in 25 years. You know, you just pay fortnightly, half the monthly instalment, or you just accelerate the repayment. So it's just a cost in buying. It's a bit like stamp duty. No one likes paying it, but if you want to purchase a home, you have to pay it, and it's a cost you incur. And it's the same with the mortgage insurance. So if you didn't have the mortgage insurance and you were borrowing at 95%, you wouldn't be purchasing that property. And if you waited around another 5 years, that property could possibly cost you 30, 40% more. So it's just a cost in purchasing that protects the bank and allows them to give you the loan.
It's very hard to outsave the market sometimes, isn't it?
It is very
the problem.
Hard. Yeah.
Good on you, Steve. Thank you. If you can answer this one, Marco, on the information that I'm about to deliver to you from an email, I'll be absolutely amazed. This is it. There's about 10 words in this question. It comes from Anne. How do you decide which loan is best suited to my personal situation?
Okay, well, that's... well, what we do with each client, we profile them first. So we pretty much would get all your details, Anne. So, you know, from how much you earn to what type of deposit you've got or what type of equity you've got in a property. We do a full assessment and then we give you some advice on what product or what loan would suit you best. So our job is to work for you as the client and that's what you'd use a broker for.
And it won't cost you anything. And
there you go.
Just go along to choice.
Very good answer, actually.
Choice home loans. Marco might even buy you a flat white. Who's next? It would be Dale of Armidale. Hello, Dale.
Good morning. I'd like to share with you that the the broker is the agent of the bank, and what's been happening over the years when there have been problems with loan structures or loan defaults or whatever, and the bank lawyers go to say, well, you pay up in 3 months' time or else, and they're saying, well, you go back to your broker and blame the broker, and it's been established as a precedent in during this year that the bank the broker is the agent of the bank, and whatever information is conveyed to the broker is the knowledge of the bank, and when things have properly been done, that it was established that the bank was responsible and not the poor broker, and as it's been for some time. Thank you.
Yeah, Dale, I'm not sure what the question is, but what happens there, you know, the banks and the brokers, they do quite extensive checks, you know, on things like employment checks, credit checks, et cetera, to make sure they've got, you know, the borrower, one, can afford to pay back the loan. It's all about affordability. So what the banks always do, they assess on affordability. If something does go wrong, believe it or not, the banks have got a heart and they have got hardship helplines, et cetera. So if anyone is in any difficulty, the best thing to do is just to give the bank a call and say, listen, I've lost my job or someone's passed away or whatever, and you'll find the banks will give you time to pay or make arrangements. The banks aren't in the business of selling people up. That's what Rob does. He sells their homes. the banks want you there for a long-term client, and they prefer you to pay.
That's right. Good day. Thank you very much for your call, Dale. Brian and Keith will be next.
Talking property for summithomesgroup.com.au.
G'day, it's Stephen Baz.
Congratulations to our fabulous Rumorfile winner for 2015. John from Secret Harbour has won $104,000 worth of Toyota.
Mate, I am so over the moon. Toyota, thank you so much. My wife and kids at home now are just going to be so stoked. So thank you, Toyota. Thank you so much, 6PR. Thanks, guys.
It's Perth's most talked about radio segment, The Rumour File, back on breakfast for 2016, thanks to Toyota and 882 6PR.
Shut out the heat and open your home to summer. You can restyle your home for less and keep the heat out with Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Discover a huge range of quality sliding and bifold doors, double glazed windows and more. They can even enclose your alfresco area, giving your home a fresh new summer look. Perth Window and Door Replacement Company. Design, supply and install. So do it all with just one call. 9200-2282. Or Google Perth Window and Door Replacement Company now.
Mum, how have you found the retirement village?
Hang on, dear. Just us from across the village. Have you got a visitor?
Now, what were you saying?
Oh, just us from next door. We saw a car parked at the front.
Why is the whole retirement village so nosy? You know, there is another way.
With Granny Flats WA, you won't have to worry about nosy residents anymore. Visit grannyflatswa.com, BRN 11156.
Healthy Talk with Deborah Hartam for Medibank's top hospital essentials cover.
As we get older, knee and hip problems can become more prevalent. They can also be very painful and have a major impact on your mobility and quality of life. If you want to stay active but are concerned about developing knee or hip problems, consider adding gentle floor exercises, swimming or even yoga to your routine. They're great exercises and don't put unwanted stress on your joints.
With Medibank's top hospital essentials, you're covered for hip and knee replacement surgery.
During different stages of life, your healthcare needs change. That's why it's important to review your health cover so you're not paying for cover you no longer require, like obstetrics. Medibank's top hospital essentials is designed to provide specialist cover. It includes heart-related services, hip and knee replacements, and cataract surgery. Make the switch today, and any hospital waiting periods you've already served with your current health fund won't have to be served again. For more information on Medibank's top hospital essentials, call Medibank on 13 Medibank.
People have purchased property in the past and been disappointed after learning they couldn't use the land for what they intended. Now, don't let this happen to you. A Landgate Property Interest Report can help. The report merges property interest information from a range of government agencies like aircraft noise, plans for road widening, proximity to noise and odours from intensive agriculture and many, many more. It is in your best interest to find out property interests before you buy. Google Landgate for details or ask your real estate agent. Authorised by the State Government, Perth.
in the Weekend West.
Hot Tickets, your guide to the best live shows, from musicals and theatre to cabaret and comedy, playing in town in the new year. Food critic Rob Broadfield picks his best and worst of the year in eating out, and Roz Thomas bids farewell in her very last first-person column.
Also in the Weekend West,
travel editor Stephen Scowfield discovers plenty to admire in Myanmar, and Marg Johnson delivers three great summer brunch ideas.
Only in the Weekend West.
On the Weekend Wake Up, we're talking property.
Righto, Marco, you're on the spot, mate. Okay, this is, well, this person hasn't sent attached their name to their email, but okay, we'll read it anyway. In earlier days, it is claimed by this person, brokers charged a fee up front. Now, the lender pays the broker. It still costs the borrower. Instead of charging the borrower through the front door, they now pay through the back door. The brokerage is factored into the cost of the loan to the borrower. So ultimately, the borrower still pays for the brokerage.
Yeah, okay. That's a fair enough question. How we would answer that, just any product you buy, there's always a cost built in. So, and same with the home loan. So the great thing about using a broker, and what I was saying there, is we don't charge a fee and there's no extra cost to the client. So if they go to a branch direct or to a broker direct, a lot of times the rate will be the same. If not, the broker will negotiate even a better rate with the same lender. Not only that, it's a cheaper source for the banks to obtain their home loans through a broker. Just to have a bank, it's quite expensive with real estate, security, superannuation, staff, etc., etc. It's quite an extensive way to have clients walk in their doors. Whereas if they go through a broker, they pretty much get it on a plate and they can say yes or no. So if it's a no, it costs them nothing. If it's a yes, which is what we hope, they pay the broker a fee and an ongoing trailer. So there's no real cost to the client at all, because if you went to the bank direct, you'd be paying the same rate, if not more.
And someone else is doing the work for you.
Yeah, and it's okay. A one-to-one service. And
We don't want to create the impression that if you go to a mortgage broker, there are no costs incurred in the structure of the loan itself, I suppose, or the putting together of the loan. There's always costs involved. And you're saying that if you go to the bank, you'll get those costs imposed on you anyway. It's part of life.
I'm just saying to our email, I mean, I'd like him to give me a call or come and see me, and we can just actually show him what we do and how we work for the client, not for the lender as such.
Mm. Okay, now, who have we got? Brian from Guelph, I believe. Hello, Brian.
Good morning, gents. I'm just an old baby boomer trying to educate myself. I started off with the old 3x1s, and then I went to 4x2s, and now they've gone down to villas and all that sort of stuff. But the latest thing is high-rise apartments. I'm very surprised the number of them. Mm. In a city, I can sort of half understand, but I see them popping up at Coburn. There are plans for them in Dianella, I think they're talking 10 stories and all that sort of stuff. Is it driven by developers or public demand or a bit of both? I know developers get more money by going high, but I'm just interested in how that's evolved and what the strata fees are. I did at one point see some were advertised at $4,000 a year strata fees, as though that was great. But
depending on what they offer.
Geography's got a lot to do with it.
Mm. Look, Brian, it's a very good question, and it's been driven by a number of sources. The first would be state government planning, in that realising that Perth, being one of the most sparsely populated cities in disbursement in the world, really, so that we really did need infill, particularly with our infrastructure and the way the city is structured and the growth potential. So that came about with the 2030 plan, or 2031 plan, I think it was, to enable a substantial amount of infill in Perth, which is the logical progression of our city as it matures. We're going from single blocks into high density, and obviously that's got all to do with population growth and getting people around the city. We can't just keep expanding from Dongara to Dunsborough. So that came from there, provided a enormous potential for redevelopment throughout Perth. I think there were some 27 odd additional suburbs that are building multi-residential apartments in that haven't previously been built. I say it's a bit like back to the 70s. We were building apartments in the 70s throughout Perth. And then we went away from that and we went very much into the single homes. And even the Summit boys here will know, well, that's changed too, because the block sizes have come down. So it was driven by government in that regard. Also to do with affordability, Brian, that quarter acre blocks, everybody thinks they've got a quarter acre block, but they don't. But quarter acre blocks are not affordable available anymore. Land is a lot more expensive than it used to be, so it makes sense to go up rather than out, and particularly the way our city is structured. So, and you know, providing a greater mix of properties, for, particularly for first home buyers that you know just can't afford to get into a house on a full block. So apartments have blossomed in Perth, and it's a logical thing with the growth of the city. We just can't accommodate the population given our the way the city is structured.
And if I could just add there, with the strata title fees, you know, the $4,000 per annum, if you look at what it costs to run a home and you factor in, you know, your insurances, your maintenance, your gardening, your common areas, that's all the strata levy's covering. So it's not really there to make a profit. It's just to cover the ongoing expenses for having that property. So a lot of times they negotiate better, you know, rates with insurances, et cetera. So don't ever let the strata fees worry you, because you'd have that if you had your own home.
Yeah, that cost anyway. And also, these complexes provide a lot more facilities, lifestyle facilities, be it a gymnasium, swimming pool, barbecue facilities, which are all looked after, and the gardens are all looked after by the strata company. So you weigh all that up. It's a different type of lifestyle, Brian, and it certainly provides a diversity of stock for buyers in Perth, and it's what we needed with our city maturing.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Brian?
Yeah, only one other thing. The market's aimed across the board, as you've just explained, but a lot of young people, I suppose, are aiming at. The people I speak to of all ages wouldn't dream of an apartment, but give me another 5 years, I might suddenly think it's a good idea. But do they aim at the younger people, as you said, the value for money and what start-up?
It's a mix, Brian, because there's empty nesters who are looking at downsizing, low maintenance, lock and leave. You know, maybe you know they want to travel around Australia, they can lock up the apartment, away they go, don't have to worry about the garden. To young professionals, a lot of young professionals who work in the city, they want to be close to the city or close to entertainment hubs, whether that be, you know, Leaderville or East Vic Park or whatever
Highgate.
It is, Highgate and so on. They want to be in that lifestyle where you've got your cafes downstairs, you've got all your entertainment precincts within walking distance, your pubs and so on, as opposed to being in the burbs with a standard 3x1 or full block.
So, you've convinced me.
And even the new subdivisions are going that way out in the suburbs. They're having high density in the centre of the new subdivisions and a diversity of stock, which is great.
Good. We're seeing that on those outer lying. So,
well, look at Alkimos. It's a great example, isn't it? What they're doing down on the beachfront there. They'll have apartments there, high density and a lot of facilities there for people, which is great.
I think Brian also mentioned Coburn. Now, from personal experience, I've actually bought a unit in Coburn. And much for the reasons we discussed.
Future retirement, maybe?
Future retirement, investment, rental property. But if you look at the cost of those apartments versus the cost of buying a home, you know, it's incredibly good value from my point of view anyway.
Yeah, well said. Does that answer your question, Brian?
Yes, one more little bit, just a glut. Is there such a thing as a glut at the moment of those?
Glut, well, the market ebbs and flows, and you do find it goes from undersupply to oversupply. So long answer for yes in certain areas. Yeah, definitely. And I'd describe it as A-grade and B-grade locations around Perth. A-grade locations, I don't think we've got an oversupply. Some B-grade locations, perhaps. But that's what happens with the market, unfortunately. We go from oversupply to undersupply. It'll take probably 12, 18 months to soak that up.
Good time to buy, Brian, all right?
Thank you.
It's a buying opportunity.
See you, mate. Keith of North Perth.
Oh, morning, gentlemen. How are we?
We're well.
The lady who answered the phone asked if I've got a question about gardening. So do you fellows
really
know anything about gardening?
Yeah, no.
Well, if it relates to property, we can answer it.
Marco's sort of answered this before, but to put a finer point on it, I've got a pretty good relationship with ANZ, and I'm just wondering why would I go through somebody like Marco when I feel that I can get his fee in a better deal directly with the ANZ myself.
Go for it.
Yeah, Keith, I mean, just this year, for example, we've been in the process of doing our annual reviews for our clients, and many of the banks, for example, introduce new products with new rates or better rates or special offers. Just the likes of Bankwest 2 weeks ago, they brought out a 3.95 fixed rate product. A lot of clients weren't aware that that product was there. So in doing the review, we put those clients straight onto that product. So they may have been paying around 4.5, and straight away it went down to 3.95. And that happens with all the lenders. So, you know, if your broker's looking after you, they should be, you know, keep monitoring rates. And a lot of times, as I said to you, we've got what we call pricing discretion. So where a client comes to us, more so with the larger size loans, but we can go back to the lender and go, listen, you know, your rate so-and-so, you know, at the bank down the road is charging so-and-so, and we negotiate it down to the lower rate for you. And you'd probably find difficulty doing that with the bank or ANZ Direct.
Although Keith's obviously got a good relationship with his bank, which is not always the case, is it? You don't often have that close personal relationship.
That's the other thing. I mean, you know, we've got a bank that we deal with, and I don't know the bank manager. And if I did, I think it's changed 3 or 4 times in the last 5 years. So it's very hard to build up that relationship anymore, Keith. Whereas with your broker, you should have an ongoing relationship for life, hopefully. So okay. I'd like to have a talk to you one day.
I'd love to, over a latte.
Yeah. Okay, mate.
Thank you,
not a problem.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much indeed. That was Keith. Now, 922 118 82, the hour is flying by, so if you would like to talk to any of our experts in the studio, I'd suggest you call right now. 922 118 82, and don't forget at the end of the show, $100 cash from Summit Homes. Visit summitnewhomes.com.au.
Talking property for summithomesgroup.com.au.
Want to subdivide your land but don't necessarily want to build? I'm Abel from SubPro, the subdivision and property professionals. Did you know that if you talk to us, you can subdivide within 8 months and you don't even have to build? We can help you unlock the maximum value of your land through subdivisions with total flexibility. Take advantage of our years of experience to help you avoid the pitfalls and maximise the rewards. Book your free consultation now at subpro.com.au. Your property, our passion.
I just bought my dream home. Quiet area with room for a pool and the cutest front verge.
Nice. Do you know if there's road widening planned? Because you might lose that front verge.
Oh.
Is it near an airport? Might not be as quiet as you think.
Oh.
Does it have underground infrastructure or in a bush forever zone? You may need to rethink that pool.
Before you buy, get a property interest report. Google Landgate or ask your real estate agent. Authorised by the State Government, Perth.
It was a beautiful afternoon when I decided to take a stroll down Guildford Road in Bayswater. That's when she caught my eye. She was a real beauty. Smooth and sleek. Red was definitely a colour as it glimmered in the sun. And then, oh, she purred. That was enough to send me into overdrive. Her name was Mazda. Mazda 6. There was no way I could walk away from Bayswater Mazda without her. Bayswater Mazda. Making you fall in love all over again.
Right now at Masters, you can get a huge 3 metre by 3 metre steel frame gazebo for just $79. That is right, $79. Ideal for the festive season. It offers plenty of shade for summer, and its simple push-up function makes it easy to erect. Plus, the weather-resistant polyester is water-resistant and sunproof, and it comes in a carry bag with wheels for easy transport. Hurry, the huge 3 metre by 3 metre steel frame gazebo will not last long at only $79. There are Masters stores right throughout Perth, including Baldivis, Bayswater, Brighton, Bibra Lake, Ellenbrook, Forestdale, Joondalup, Mandurah and Lansdale.
At Pain Away, we're about the pain. The whole pain, nothing but the pain. Everyday Aussies to elite professional athletes are using easy-to-apply Pain Away arthritis and sports creams and sprays. At Pain Away, we believe so much in all our pain relief products that we offer a 100% money-back guarantee on all products purchased. So if you suffer joint or muscular pain, try Pain Away.
Pain Away products are available in all leading pharmacies across Australia. Use only as directed. Always read the label. If pain persists, see your healthcare professional.
Drop by your local IGA this Christmas for some great prices.
Like 320-gram Cadbury favourites, only $5.99. That's half price. And Coca-Cola 24-pack, half price too, just $13.74.
Another reason it pays to shop independent.
Our kids were suffering from internet buffering, but thanks to Geeks to You, we're streaming, Skyping and surfing faster than ever.
The new modem I installed made a big difference.
Geeks to You, IT speed freaks to me.
Call 1300 Geeks to You or go to geekstoyou.com.au.
What a fantastic catch!
A 6PR cricket update for Harvey Norman, the experts in soundbar technology, making sound simple.
And still at lunch at Bellerive Oval, I presume, Michael.
That's right, Harvey. The West Indies still 5 for 35 at lunch. They're trailing by 325. They were all out for 223 this morning. It looks like it's going to be over in a couple of hours, and it's just not good for the West Indies. James Pattinson on fire. He's got 4 wickets. and Mitch Marsh with the other one.
Now, mate, you're a busy man because you're producing Sports World, and you've got Skeeter and Hags in today, I believe.
Yeah, Skeeter and Hags in this morning, and a huge show. We've got Daniel Ricciardo. He's in town for the Perth Speed Fest, so he'll join us from 10:30 this morning. We'll cross to Tommy Moody down in Hobart. He'll give us the latest. The match could be over by then. And then 11:20, really stoked to have Mitchell Johnson on the show as well. So he'll join us to discuss his career. And, yeah, really great show this morning. So tune in from 10 until midday.
Look forward to it. Good on you. Thanks very much to Michael Stamp.
On 6PR's Weekend Wake-Up, we're talking property.
And we've got a lot of calls to get through before the end of the show, so let's whip through them. Joel of Cannington. G'day, Joel.
How are we today?
Well, thank you.
All right, I'll try and be quick. We're having a bit of problems with getting a new lease signed with our tenants. We couldn't come to an agreement, and their lease finished on the 2nd of December. They were out of the country on that period, and we then agreed to a periodic lease up until the 11th of January.
Right.
Is that a signed document or contract, that periodic lease, or is that just a verbal agreement?
It has the same terms and conditions as your fixed lease. It automatically runs on. So you don't have to, pardon me, you don't have to sign it up as a new lease. What you do is, it's the same terms and conditions as a fixed lease, except it automatically goes on to periodic. It's just that the terms and conditions of notice change from a fixed lease. In a fixed lease, both the tenant and the owner have to give 30 days notice at the for the end of the lease. Whereas a periodic lease, you need to give 60 days as a landlord, and the tenant can give 21 days.
Right. The next thing is, they've come back because they didn't agree, like we couldn't get to an agreement before that. They've come back to us again and wanted to re-agree on a lease, right?
Okay.
We
have
now decided, righto, okay, we'll take it, but we'll take it as of the end of their periodic lease. They now want to take it back to the end of the initial lease, which
we're
is
probably
2 weeks
talking
ago.
About a rent reduction, Joel.
A rent reduction, yeah.
Yes.
We've come down.
Just common
it
in
was
the market.
It was 435. We initially came down a year ago from 450. What we wanted down to 435.
Gotcha.
We've now they wanted 410 from 435.
Yep.
I looked at the market. The market was 420. We went, nah, that's what we want. They didn't want to play that game at all. They wanted 415. Anyway, they've come back to us again. And gone 415. We've thought, all right, stuff it. We'll take 415, $5 we can deal with. Okay. But we've then said, no worries, but we want it from the 11th of January.
Okay, now look, it's a good question because you've got to, there isn't anything in the Act. There is about rent increases that you've got to give them 30 days before it takes effect. We believe it should apply the same with a rent reduction. So it is a matter of negotiation. Good luck with the negotiation, but that's what you'll need to do.
Okay, thank you very much, Joel. We'll go to John now, I think is the next caller from Adderdale. G'day, John.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Look, what my situation is here, I live in a complex of six with a strata situation.
Right.
We're looking at the moment of doing survey strata.
Good idea.
We've got one of the owners. Yeah. We think so. We think it's going to benefit all of us. And, of course, we have...
It will.
One owner is coming out with, oh, it's deadly, deadly. I've heard this, I've heard that. I want to get away from that type of situation. Yeah, well, you know, I think it's a friend of a friend told me that they didn't have a good situation.
Lack of understanding.
One of the owners, he's actually got the time, and he's doing it bit by bit because we've got a couple of tender people there who like to have their way, which is typical in a strata situation.
Yes.
But just so we can, what the benefits are that we all look after our own properties, where they are all six are now up to an equal good standard where we can all look after our own properties.
Then that'd be ideal. If you can go to Survey Strata, you'll be much better off. It provides more flexibility. But the most important aspect of it is if you want to do any alterations or changes, you don't have to consult or the other parties in the strata don't have to give approval. So you just go through the local shire. It is more saleable. It's a better way to go. And I would definitely recommend you go down that path.
Time for one more quick question. Linda of Paddington? You're calling us from Paddington in Sydney.
No,
yep.
Tapping.
Oh, Tapping.
Oh, that's close
that's
to Paddington.
Close to Paddington, yeah.
Yeah, about 4,235 kilometres.
Yeah.
Fire away.
It can be bad over there. Yeah,
We're thinking of downsizing and but going into a smaller house, but 3x2, but on our own sort of block of land. But our problem is that nowadays, with the land and everything, there's not enough room to park a caravan.
Yeah.
So is there places that are available that where we could sort of downsize that would have that? Otherwise,
you might be best off going to the local council for that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Look, there are some developments I know where they take that into account, particularly with the lifestyle villages and some of the retirement complexes, because it is a big issue. Exactly, because people have caravans and you need to park them. The other, I think there are other storage places where you can store them, but of course you've got to weigh that cost up. But it's a real issue because we're going down in block size, and you get a block 300 square metres, 250, 220 square metres, and you've got to allow 20, 30 square metres for a caravan, 30 square metres at least, and easy access and egress. It's a problem.
And some of those new developments particularly won't allow you to have caravans, boats and all sorts of toys.
No, jet skis and whatever else.
Okay, Marco, we've got one quick one here for you, mate. You will like this. Jan says, I have excellent bank record, couldn't get $243,000 investment loan from my bank, went to a broker, got the loan from the same bank that I dealt with. So there you go.
Yeah, now, how
do people get hold of you, mate?
Yeah, listen, we're on Oxford Street, Leederville. The number there is 9201-0999.
Okay, good on you. And Tony and Simon from Summit Homes, best place to go is summitnewhomes.com.au, I guess. Is that...
That's great.
Fair enough.
That's right.
All right, but thanks for coming in today, boys, and thanks for your association with this show. We're really glad to have you on board. We're very privileged, and we look forward to... I think one of your Summit people's coming in next week just to have a look as well, which will be great.
Absolute pleasure, Harvey.
We'll get a construction guy next week
good
as well.
On you. Thanks, mate. And you've got...
I'll be real quick. I've got three auctions today, but the standout is an amazing home at 130 Chelmsford Road in North Perth. I think one of the best houses in North Perth and a highly motivated seller. That's on at 1 p.m. You've got to come along and see it. It's incredible. Incredible home.
All right, Simon, I'll grab that $100 off you now. It goes to Brian of Gwellup. So congratulations to you. Thanks to visit summitnewhomes.com.au. We got to go. Thank you very much to everybody involved in the show today. Stand by now for the news and Sports World.
Talking property for summithomesgroup.com.au. The swim.